Welcome to SCI Asia's podcast on environment and policy in Asia. In this podcast series, we invite experts to discuss the many critical and complex environmental challenges in Asia and how to find solutions through policy and partnerships.
Welcome everyone to SCI Asia's podcast. This is the series on optimizing urban food resilience. My name is Pimon Pon Jintalit. I am a research associate at Stockholm Environment Institute Asia Center. I will be your host for this third and final episode on strengthening and promoting circular food systems. In today's episode, you will hear about how out-of-the-classroom education could empower children to create sustainable food system for future generations. To discuss this topic, I am very thrilled to introduce our guest speaker today, Mr. Alex Rendell. Alex is a successful Thai actor and environmentalist, environmental influencer, and UNEP ambassador, and a fantastic social entrepreneur, where he is the founder and managing director of Environmental Education Center, or EEC Thailand. Alex also believes that love for the environment begins at a very young age. Welcome, Alex. How are you?
Hello. Well, thank you. I'm good. Very good.
Yes. So thank you so much for joining us today. So maybe we could start off. Could you share a little bit about you and how you use your voice as a public figure to amplify the messages on sustainability and environmental issues?
Well, I co-founded an organization, as you said earlier, EEC Thailand in 2015. But before that, I had been working in the entertainment industry as an actor since I was, I started acting since I was seven, but actually I started working in the industry doing commercials since I was four. So once I started doing the environmental side of things, I then soon to try and bring my experiences and my status as an actor and use it to raise awareness or carry out environmental activities. And that's what I do at EEC, but not only at EEC, I also work with other organizations. So by myself being an actor, having an Instagram account, having social media accounts that have a certain amount of followers, you can use these tools in a way that can help others. That was the initial thought. So I try to keep things as relatable, as approachable as possible. I try to avoid messages that are very difficult to digest and very difficult for people to understand. So I'm always trying to use myself in a way that can send out messages that I feel is important that people should know about, and obviously things that I'm also quite into in my own work. So yeah, I just pretty much have a passion for the environment. And as being an actor, I try to combine those two worlds and make use of it as much as I can.
That's excellent. I think you mentioned a little bit about the young generation and how to empower youth out of the classroom education. So I'm very curious about this approach that you are doing. Can you tell us a little bit more on this?
As I mentioned earlier, I was an actor since I was very young. As an actor in Thailand, you're always going to these places. So I wouldn't have been able to see the world in that sort of way if it wasn't because I was an actor. So I really believe in outdoor learning, because I think that all those experiences that I personally have been through has really helped me today. I did a research on what I did my master's on youth engagement and youth empowerment as well. So learning with that, I really got to understand how important it is to empower the younger generation if you want to shape them in becoming leaders of any form of sustainability in the future. And the process that it takes to achieve that is quite detailed. So those are the things that I implement into EEC and make sure it happens. So I'm a big advocate of outdoor learning. I love sports. I love kids to be outdoors. And especially with the generation that we have today, social media. I mean, I've been told they're learning coding now in school. And back in my days, learning how to type was already very difficult. And now they're learning coding. So every now and again, I think humans have to come back to nature, because nature is what sustains our lives. So if we were to tackle the younger generation, it'll be a way of solving the problem before it's preventing the problem. Because right now we're in a situation where we're trying to raise awareness and tell people to try change. And that's not very easy, especially on a nation level. So I really believe in starting with the youth and engaging them and empowering them.
That's great. It's also funny when you mention about the coding. I felt like children this day, they can do the coding with their eyes closed, where we right. like adult are very struggle to put in something on the internet. Yeah, but yeah. when you mention about EEC Thailand, can you talk a little bit about the key activities that you have done with youth and how far you have gone in terms of contribution to improving our environment and food system from your project?
Okay, well, EEC, we have quite a lot of projects going on, but mainly we have two different sides. The first side is our camps, which we have marine camps and wildlife camps. So marine are snorkeling, fish identification, coral identification, that kind of area. We do scuba diving. We use scuba diving as an educational tool. Like we're not a tourism organization, but we're an education organization. And then we have the other side, which is doing other projects, other collaboration projects with government organization, non-government organization, private. So we're quite flexible, but our main idea is to educate, whether it's using media, whether it's through events or on-ground camps, 3 days, 2 nights, 4 days. And we do projects from small projects to yearly projects. So we have quite a lot, but specifically for food, I've been fortunate enough to do, as an actor, people tend to invite me to join their projects. And a lot of it has been on food. But one project that comes to mind right away is learning about how farming is a big, especially in Thailand, farming is very, very big, but how can we farm in a way that it's sustainable and how food is contributing into global problems such as climate change or pollution or biodiversity loss. Like, I think food is such a big thing in everyone's lives. That specific project allowed me to explore what is actually the problem, what is going on. And I also have a friend that is running a plant-based organization, a plant-based company. So I went to his farm and I did a small piece, small vlog on that. That was also very interesting with the perception that has changed over the years towards foods and how eating sustainably can be a big, big problem solver to our global issues.
I think from what you just said, you have very clear visions on both sustainable consumption, agriculture, and with that, combining with the experience that you have been working with youth, which actually youth also consider as a consumer too, and they will provide like large impact in the future consumption and food security. I'm just wondering, what do you think that through your project of EEC that you have been working with youth, do you think what is the impact that you can contribute and influence youth to be more sustainable in terms of food consumption?
I think that at EEC, of course, we, because our main idea at EEC with whatever project we do is to educate, because we believe that educate can, if you feel inspired and you feel connected to nature, it means more to you. Therefore, you understand it more and then you want to protect it more. And I think that food is also another issue that is implemented into our camps. We talk about food waste all the time. We talk about the trash that comes with packaging, those kind of things that we're always discussing with our students. So I think that for me is to be able for them to actually understand or recognize that it is a problem. I don't think that if you were to tell like 100 people that you said that food is actually a big problem, I don't think many would believe that. But if you have a process, a learning process for them to understand that, I think that's a good start for them to actually understand that it is. And I think that learning about food is also a very interesting subject because everyone can relate to. Like, you don't need people that love the environment to want to learn about food. Like, my dad is actually a chef himself. So we're completely aware how people are very into food. And if we can try twist the message to sustainable food consumption, sustainable food production, then, of course, that will trigger change sooner or later.
So great that we now learn that your dad is also a chef. So sometimes
yes.
we can get some food from your dad.
Yes.
I also like when you mentioned about the learning process, I think like awareness is the very good first step, especially at the very young age. I think it's more likely that it would translate into sustainable behavior later on rather than like when we focus on the adult or like elder people. From the perspective of from you that you focus a lot with the youth education, What policy that are needed to enable effective environmental education and sustainable food system from your experience?
From my experience, I always get the question like, so what, in terms of policy, what do you think should change? And I just think that environmental education should be implemented into schools and be as important as math, science, be one of the subjects, because realistically speaking, most of us don't need math in our lives. Everyone needs sustainability in their lives. And I don't think that is taken seriously enough. Like, we see all these innovations, we see all these policies which promote like technologies or like I said, different innovations, but we see very little when it comes to environmental education. And it could be anything. It could be food in the food that they eat at school. It could be cooking. It could be whatever it is that promotes sustainable food consumption. I just think that we as a country should work together to build that next generation of environmental friendly lifestyles, because it is part of your life, not because you have a passion for the environment. We can't just wait for people to be passionate to make the change, but it just has to be part of us. I think it will go into that direction. Wouldn't it be great if the Thai public, our next generation leaders of society, just live an environmentally friendly lifestyle without it being such a fuss? So in my perspective, I just think that EE should be a subject that all schools, every school, like we go to all these schools, every school has some sort of sustainability in them, but there's no real policy or real emphasis on what exactly it is. Like, and like I mentioned, like education is all about getting people to survive in life, right? To do well in life. And food is such a big thing that I think is so important. Like some of the foods that we've been eating, research later, it's not healthy for us. We just now know that, oh, fasting is something, like all these different trends of food is changing all the time. And I think that it's still so niche. I think that the government should work more with the private sector. The corporates, they have the know-how to raise awareness with their marketing know-hows, with their marketing values, with the funding that they have. They're born to sell. So basically, we should use that in the government side of things for food consumption, for food production, to raise awareness, but use the media that the younger generation are more familiar with. Because in my generation, I would be watching a 40-minute documentary. The younger kids today, they're on TikTok. If they don't like what they see in 2 seconds, they swipe away. So we have to be able to understand the behavior of the younger generation and design campaigns around that behavior to get the message across as much as we can.
I definitely agree with you when you mentioned about how to mainstream environmental education into like all the schools, especially in Thailand, though, because food production and consumption is playing such a big part in our economy. And I think you touched a little bit up on the private sector and how they should engage on this thing where they could understand the audience quite well. And then how can they marketize about these issues? Yes, I think we have a very rich discussion today, and actually so many things that I really want to discuss more with you. But unfortunately, we would probably have to wrap up our session today. So maybe is there anything you want to tell our listeners, maybe some easy steps that they could take to help building the sustainable food system?
As I mentioned earlier, that especially in Thailand, we're a country that really are dependent on the health of our environment. Like if we were to go back to the SDGs, we don't really have a hunger problem as much as other countries. Maybe we do a little bit, but the reason that we don't is because we have a healthy environment. Like during the COVID lockdown, those 2 years, I did some traveling down south. In terms of jobs and stuff like that, and tourism, we were affected. But in terms of food, we were able to feed our families because we had a healthy environment. So if we don't recognize that, and if we don't invest as much as we're taking, then one day this is going to end. So to all listeners, I just want to emphasize the importance of having a healthy environment for healthy foods and for healthy families and a healthy country, basically.
That is indeed a very important point that you just mentioned. So thank you very much, Alex, for joining our podcast and sharing your experience and perspectives, especially on the youth engagement. I really love and admire what you do, because it's not just to conserve the environment, but it's also help strengthen our food system and empower young generation. Keep up with all the good works, and hope we could collaborate more with you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to SEI Asia's podcast on environment and policy in Asia. For more information on these topics, guests, and our work, please visit our website on www.sei.org.